Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This is Wichita's number one talk, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Stephen, 10 in the morning on KNSS now, 8:48 on a Friday morning. Three big things. Congress continues work on pandemic relief package. Extending unemployment benefits, a sticking point. Wichita School Board hears request to form a committee to look at changing the North High mascot.
One.
School Board votes to begin fall classes after Labor Day in Wichita, September 8th. Three big things, Steve and Ted on KNSS.
And the Kansas Turnpike saying that they've got the KTAG exit lane closed at K96 again for maintenance. That other exit lane is open, but the KTAG lane closed again today. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. I'm Jad Chambers.
Partly sunny today with a high of 83 degrees. Partly cloudy tonight, the overnight low 63. Saturday mostly sunny. Tomorrow's high 85 degrees. Now mostly cloudy. North wind at 14 miles per hour and 67 degrees. 8:49, Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS. And a few minutes ago here on the Steve and Ted Show, we had U.S. Senator Jerry Moran from Kansas. We were on talking about the pandemic and the coronavirus and talking about testing and how we'd like to have something come around where we could test somebody and see if they've got the virus or not and have the results back immediately. And we just found out that Senator Moran's back with us this morning. Have you got some more information on that, Senator?
I just can't get enough of you this morning. And I'm still trying to make sure that you agree with me all the time, not just part of the time.
Okay.
So, Stephen, while we were talking this morning on air, I received word that a company we've been working with in Kansas that is interested in providing a large sampling of tests. I mean, just a significant quantity of testing. They have the capabilities, and we've been working with the FDA to get that approval that you've been talking about on the air this morning, this kind of quick approval. Quick has been certainly several weeks, but it now allows for really two things. It is a spit test. You can do it at home or at the, as you said, the office, or and you mail it back in. And I mean, and it is then submitted for the laboratory testing. It then has the an email that comes back to you indicating whether you're positive or negative. All indications are that is done in same day service.
Wow.
And
wow.
That is what we've been looking for, to know who is positive, who's negative, isolate those that are positive, and let those who are not, in a socially responsible way, go about their business.
All right. To keep us informed on this, what's going on with that, okay?
The other part of that is that they can batch them and do get results in huge quantities at one time. And finally, we know that universities in Kansas are looking at this test as a way to help get students back to the classroom this August, this fall. And so the deadline has been a real point of contention here, was we need to know whether this test is approved so it might be used among Kansas schools.
Okay, so it's not approved yet by the FDA.
It is.
It is. Okay.
That's what I'm saying is, for the last 2 weeks, we've been pushing the FDA to get this concluded, because the deadline, in a sense, was, one, we need it just generally, but two, there are Kansas schools, universities, who are interested in using this as a way to get students back on campus.
What's the company? Can you tell me?
I don't know that I can.
Okay.
And
Well, you'll keep us posted, right?
I will.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. Thank you so much.
That's my report.
Very good. U.S. Senator Jerry Moran. Hey, that is, I'll tell you, this is my wife. My daughter's gone through some experience last week. This is pretty good news. If it all pans out, all right, this is really good news. All right. 8:52 now, Steve and Ted here on KNSS. Have we got Bill? Yeah. No? Okay. Bill Roy's going to be with us in a moment. American consumers increased their spending in June by a solid 5.6%, helping regain some of the record plunge that occurred after the coronavirus struck hard in March and paralyzed the economy. All right. Editor Bill Roy of the Wichita Business Journal is with us now, focusing on WSU and its supporters and controversy. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Steve and Ted. Yeah, the big story in the weekly edition of the Wichita Business Journal. Many big supporters of Wichita State University angered by the decision to withhold Ivanka Trump's message to WSU Tech graduates. Some of those big supporters, also big donors. The WBJ takes a look this week at the relationship between universities and their donors and how influential those donors can be. Indiana University professor Leslie Lankowski says donors have a right to expect organizations that they give money to do what they say they're going to do. And universities should be able to expect donors not to micromanage. Intrust Bank closing its 8 locations inside Wichita Newton's Dillon's grocery stores. The move effective November 14th. The bank says the evolving needs of customers, especially toward mobile banking, is the reason for the closures. This week we spend 10 minutes with Shelley Coleman-Martins. She's the new Vice President of Strategic Communications and Marketing at WSU. Coleman-Martins says the message she wants to spread about WSU is that it's an educational, cultural, and economic driver for Kansas and the greater good. Local breaking business news every day on KNSS and at WichitaBusinessJournal.com. For the Wichita Business Journal, I'm Bill Roy.
Bill, this is July 31st. I want to get your comments on this. On this date in 1972, Democratic vice presidential candidate Thomas Eagleton withdrew from the ticket with George McGovern following disclosures that Eagleton had once undergone psychiatric treatment. And you grew up in Kansas City. Were you familiar with Senator Eagleton at all?
Oh, not really. I was on the Kansas side, but I do remember that whole thing and remembering how strange it seemed to be that this guy was having to drop out of the race.
After that happened, I spent some time in Kansas. Went to Kansas City with my on vacation and listened to a talk show on radio up there, and Eagleton was on there, and I knew nothing about the guy, but for about 45 minutes, I was completely mesmerized. The guy, first of all, had a huge, great, big, beautiful voice, and the intelligence and the command of issues was incredible. And he wasn't fit for the ticket. Okay,
right.
But
right.
I was just very, very impressed with Thomas Eagleton. I just thought he was terrific.
I think there would be a different take on that these days.
Oh yeah. On being disqualified for that.
Yeah, just going to counseling. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. That's too bad. But anyway. Very interesting, and I thought I'd let you know that I knew something about Thomas Eagleton today.
All right. Well done.
All right. Thank you, sir. Have a great weekend. We appreciate it there. See you back here on Monday with Steve and Ted. All right, coming up at the Glenn Beck program this morning, they're going to talk about the protests in Portland. That's going to be the main topic this morning. And at 9 o'clock this morning, we've got the news on the way. Wichita schools will begin classes after Labor Day, looking at September 8th. That's coming up as well. Thanks for listening. Stay tuned for Glenn Beck, Rush Limbaugh, and news updates all day. Steve at 10 in the morning on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS Wichita.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.